Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This is Terrio Media.
It ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble.
It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. You don't have a money problem, you have an idea problem. Welcome to the final frontier, where the average person has a legitimate shot at creating
epic wealth.
Your host, Matt Terrio.
Yes. Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Creating Epic Wealth Show, the revolutionary new money show disguised as a real estate show. As real estate is the final frontier where the average person has a legitimate shot at creating epic wealth. I mean, you really just don't have a chance at any sort of financial freedom unless you incorporate real estate into your financial plan. And if you just don't have the time to do it, nor the desire to take on all of the heavy lifting, then this is just the show for you. Glad you found us. So last episode, we discussed the mindset of the wealthy, how they think about money, and that their focus is on purchasing assets, cash flowing assets specifically, with real estate being the most simple, straightforward cash flowing asset the average person can use to create epic wealth. So now that you've had this shift in mindset, now that you're thinking wealthy, how does it feel, by the way, thinking wealthy? Now that you're thinking wealthy, where's the best market to buy this income-producing investment-grade real estate? Where do you get it? Well, conventional wisdom would have you think, and this is common advice, by the way, very common, too common, that if you can't drive to it, don't buy it. You hear that all the time. If you can't drive to it, don't buy it. And that's terrible advice. It's so prevalent. It's a tragedy that's the advice that's given out there. That's terrible advice. Because what do you do if you don't live within driving distance of income producing real estate? What do? Do you just not invest? Do you remove it as an option for you entirely just because you can't drive to it? Or do you move your family to a market where you can find such real estate? I mean, neither of those are ideal solutions, not to mention terribly inconvenient. You know, when people give this advice, even if it's advice backed by experience, their personal experience, or they know somebody who had a bad situation with an investment that they could not drive to, it's not necessarily, if you can't drive to it, don't buy it. That's not what they're saying. What they really mean to say is, if you can't control it, don't buy it. Big difference. Just because you can drive to it doesn't mean you can control it. Those don't work hand in hand, all right? The performance of a piece of real estate has nothing to do with its distance from your residence, but rather the control you wield over it. And what really matters in terms of control is, first, what level of understanding do you really have about exactly what that asset does to make money? I mean, the more you understand this, the less mystery there is in determining whether you are making a good investment or not. I mean, when it comes to how we make money with rental property, I have a complete understanding, and so should you, of exactly how it's done. We simply provide a place to live to a hardworking family or individual who wants to rent that place from us. And we get to know ahead of time what kind of rent that's going to be. Period. That's it. That's very easy to understand. Now, of course, there are details to acquiring and managing a profitable rental property, but I love how simple the business is at its core. And that understanding of the process, and that's my first huge mental control that gives me confidence to invest long distance. Now, let's go back to that 401k example that we discussed last week, because there's another huge control that I have versus a traditional investment that gives me a lot of confidence, which is the fact that I call the shots. I'm the boss. I mean, if I own stock in, let's say, Coca-Cola, and I see that they are running a commercial with a celebrity I don't like, can I pick up the phone and tell Coca-Cola to change that, to fire that celebrity, to hire my favorite celebrity? Absolutely not. Far more seriously, however, what if they do something that loses me money? Can I do anything about it except simply just sell the stock? Nothing at all. Now compare this with the control that I have in my long distance real estate. I mean, if I have questions about my tenant, if I have questions about the rent, possible repairs, the neighborhood, anything like that, I can pick up the phone and my property manager will talk to me and answer my questions. My manager can help me get all of the information I need to make a decision about anything related to my property. But regardless of his opinion, I am still in control. I call the shots, and I like that. My property manager then becomes a trusted advisor in the same way a golf caddy is a trusted advisor. But you ultimately hold and swing the club. In fact, the manager himself is a replaceable piece of the puzzle. If for whatever reason you want to hire someone new, or heck, you can even trade out the property itself if a better opportunity arises. In the end, I like the balance of ultimately being in control, but having trusted advisors to guide me. It's a whole lot like, you know, having a great doctor. You are ultimately in charge of what happens to you. You actually pay the doctor's salary. But if you've built trust in that doctor, you can be in control and relax knowing that you're in good hands, all at the same time. And this leads me to the biggest aspect of what makes me comfortable investing long distance. And that is leveraging myself through the relationships I've built with great local teams. You know, I get asked all the time, why don't you own properties over here? Why don't you own properties in that town or that city or that county in that state? I get asked that all the time, and I always tell them, it's because I just don't know anyone there yet. That's right. Notice I didn't say I can't find any good deals there, or I didn't say that the economy is terrible or that the jobs are all moving out of that area. I didn't say anything like that. Certainly, I pay attention to that type of stuff, but ultimately, it's because I don't have a trusted relationship there yet. These relationships of trust, these are everything. And real estate absolutely holds the power to create financial freedom. But if you can never stop worrying about the team you're using to help create this income, then that's not freedom. Building relationships, that comes first. And it takes time, and it takes some effort. The great thing about relationships is that you can either build them, you can take the time to do that, or you can borrow them. In fact, borrowing relationships is something we do all the time in life, whether it's asking a friend if they know a good mechanic, or if it's hiring the same caterers your in-laws used at Christmas, or if it's using the team of a successful real estate investor to go to work for you. Borrowing someone's relationships it's a double benefit to me because now I have two people in the mix who both stand behind that connection, and they both want to see that the best possible outcome happen. I think I mentioned last week, but in case I didn't, I actually think there are some great advantages to investing in long distance as well. It's not just can you or can you make it work. I think there's some advantages to it as well. You see, very few people will learn how to properly leverage a team, how to manage a team. Very few people will actually let go and learn how to work through other people's eyes and other people's hands and other people's expertise. But if you can, this is the ultimate leverage. Even if I could invest for cash flow in my own backyard, I still wouldn't be doing the work myself. I would still leverage the eyes, the hands, and expertise of others. And if you can do that, then you get to follow opportunity anywhere and invest where it makes the most sense for you, where you have the highest return and the most security. And to me, that's control. That's safety. Otherwise, you have to just work with what's nearby. And if it's a bad deal that just happens to be nearby, the nearby part doesn't remedy the bad deal part. That's not safety. That's not control. Investing long distance allows you to follow the best deals and thus increase control and maximize growth, maximize your ROI, maximize your monthly cash flow, accelerating your journey to financial freedom's doorstep. You know, leveraging yourself through teams, you'll have another final advantage in investing long distance, which is having very little competition chasing you down as you build a real estate business the right way. Most people, they simply cannot or will not build or tap into a trusted team. And so they are limited by their own time, their own skills, and their comfort zones. These people insist on doing everything themselves and complain to their friends about the cost to fix a toilet they got in the middle of the night. Unfortunately, this is what most people do. They own a property, but they don't run a business. And it is a business. It's your business, your financial freedom business, your life business. And shouldn't it be you in charge of your life? Understand this, and please let it sink in. My job is to manage teams, not manage properties. And that is why I'm financially free. And it's the quickest access to your freedom as well. Investing long distance has forced me into this habit of managing teams, not properties, from day one. And hundreds of deals later, well, here I am. You know, whether you leverage my team at Cashflow Savvy, of which you're welcome to do, or someone else's team, or take the time to build your own, it's through you managing this team where your freedom exists. And it doesn't matter where the property is. If you want to learn more about our team, go to cashflowsavvy.com and download our investor package, cashflowsavvy.com. Now I'll be back with more and how having limited funds to invest in real estate is actually your unfair advantage. We're going to discuss that right after this.
Does your money work for you as hard as you do for it? If not, you'll want to know you do not have a money problem. You have an idea problem. We're CashflowAllies.com, and we'd like to share with you a new idea that will show you how to take control of your investments and double, triple, or even quadruple their returns. And it's yours for free. Go to CashflowAllies.com.
You do not have a money problem, just an idea problem.
This information is free. Just go to CashflowAllies.com.
That's CashflowAllies.com.
If opening up your financial statement each month is about as exciting as watching paint dry, the Epic Wealth Fund may be the next investment opportunity for you. The Epic Wealth Fund invests in distressed real estate and shares the profits with its shareholders. If you're an accredited investor who has already enjoyed success elsewhere in their business or investing life, and you're seeking a broader exposure to real estate in your portfolio on a passive basis, the Epic Wealth Fund's executive summary is available for your review. Go to epicwealthfund.com to review the fund's executive summary. Epicwealthfund.com.
If waiting for your investments to grow feels like waiting for paint to dry,
there's a powerful secret your financial planner doesn't want you to know.
You can accelerate your investments growth by 2, 3, or even 4 times. That's bad news for Wall Street, but great news for you.
Woo-hoo!
We're Cashflow Allies, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to greatly multiply your returns, and it's yours for free. For the secret your financial planner doesn't want you to know, go to CashflowAllies.com.
That's CashflowAllies.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Jonas, and I'm here to tell you about Think It Up, a new initiative to activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms today? Join us at thinkitup.org.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room. With refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
BizTalkRadio.com. And now, back to creating your epic wealth.
Whether you believe it or not, you do not need money to invest in real estate. It's true. And you know, most of my do-it-yourself education at the Epic Pro Academy is directed towards investing in real estate with little to no money and a terrible credit score. That's how the education shows you how to operate in that fashion if that happens to be your situation. But I've been asked multiple times, and this question seems to be hitting me more and more frequently. The question being, Matt, what should I do if I do have money and I've got a good credit score? How should I invest then? Well, you know, my teachings aren't only directed at people with no money. No, that's not who it's for. Although it helps those people significantly and they get help there in other ways that they really can't anywhere else. The teachings, though, they're for everyone. Rather, what I'm trying to impress upon you is the value of using your brain to be a creative thinker rather than a conventional one. Here's the thing. The more of your own money you use, the lower your returns get. And I got used to infinite returns. That's what worked for me. It's what continues to build my business today. So that's what I teach. So while I'm not opposed to using my own money, I just don't do it unless I have to. And for those of you with an abundance of money and credit, I'll tell you what I'd do. Okay, I'll go ahead and I'll tell you what I'd do. I'll answer the question. But then I'm still going to follow it up with why you should first learn to invest with none of your own money and how that can actually create an unfair advantage for yourself. So scenario number one, Mr. and Mrs. Moneybags, if this is you, this one's for you. I would hold more and flip less. If I was Mr. Moneybags, I would hold more properties and flip less of them. Because flipping is really only useful if you need to generate large sums of cash. If you need cash to keep your business running or if you need cash to keep your business growing, then okay, that's where flipping comes in really handy. I mean, it's stressful to flip properties and no one is going to achieve financial freedom from flipping houses. You might get rich flipping houses, but you're not going to get wealthy. You get wealthy holding them. Because flipping houses, it's another job. It's a means to an end. If you don't have to flip properties to create cash before being able to buy for cash flow, then why do it? I mean, unless you love it, of course. You'll get no argument from me if that's what you love to do. But why do it? I'd skip that part. I'd skip that part entirely and invest for cash flow using as much of my credit as possible. Didn't say my cash yet. I said my credit. Because I would want to take full advantage of today's long-term low-interest loans. I'd look for investments specifically that pay a higher ROI by at least a couple points greater than what my money is currently receiving. So, for example, if my money in the stock market is averaging a 5% return, I'd probably place my minimum deal standards for new investments at 7 to 8%. That's not a rule or anything. That's just what I would do. And then as my portfolio, the average return in my portfolio grew to that, to say 7 to 8%, I'd increase my minimum deal standard to say 10 to 12%. And I just kind of keep moving forward in that fashion. You know, a solid system for achieving epic wealth is to continually exchange low-yielding assets for higher-yielding ones. Just look for the lowest-yielding one, maybe liquidate that, and then go and find another investment that produces more. And just keep exchanging that and working your way up. Anyway, I keep buying in this fashion. And I would refinance every chance I got so I could use the equity from that property to purchase more cash-flowing property. Then, once I achieved my desired monthly cash flow, I would take the collective income from my investments and commit that to paying down the debt of my highest grossing properties. I just picked the one that paid the highest gross rent, and I'd focus on paying that one down. And I'd just knock those down one at a time and then moving down to the next highest grossing one, down to the next one. The rule of thumb here being leverage as much debt as possible to build your wealth, because that's the fastest way to do it. And then once you achieve your desired wealth, now pay down the debt to preserve your wealth. Got it? You know, when you're building wealth, even if you have some money to begin with, I'd still use as little of your own money as possible, because it's my adamant belief that everyone should force themselves to invest in real estate with no money. And here's why. First reason, as I just mentioned, it builds your wealth a whole lot faster this way. The second reason, by forcing yourself to be creative, you will develop skills that you otherwise would not. And that includes not getting into bad deals, because you have the ability to bail yourself out. If you've got the skills that you get by having money, those cost you, right? Because you throw money at the problem and it costs you. The skills you develop by investing with no money, those skills are going to pay you and are going to give you an unfair advantage in the long term. I mean, in a nutshell, forcing yourself to invest using as little of your own money as possible develops better investing skills. You become a better investor this way. So scenario number two, Oliver Twist, you got empty pockets. Well, there are five skills that, if you develop them, will make you an unstoppable force in the real estate world. And by having empty pockets, you are forced to develop these skills. And they are: one, generating free leads. I mean, sure, you can pay the big bucks for a gargantuan marketing campaign, but in all honesty, the best leads are the free leads. When you don't have a huge marketing budget, you get really good at generating leads. My best deals have all come from free leads. If you don't, you go hungry. People skills. If you have terrible people skills, you'll be a terrible real estate investor. And when you are forced to do a deal with no money, your people skills, they develop really fast. It's space shuttle speed. And if they don't, again, you go hungry. You starve. Three, negotiating skills. If you have to buy low enough to create a profit, if that's the objective of an investor, you got to buy low enough to create a profit, chances are you're going to need to negotiate. It's negotiation that's going to get you to that place where you are buying low enough. And when you don't have a deluxe padded bank account at your back, you have to get creative. Your negotiation skills will also keep you from getting into bad deals. And those develop automatically. Because if they don't, guess what? You starve. Number four, the ability to raise capital. Robert Kiyosaki has said, the number one skill of an investor in today's economy is their ability to raise capital. If you don't have money, you're going to have to get it from somewhere. If you do have money, you will run out. And again, you're going to have to go get some more from somewhere. Which leads me to the all-important mother of skills, your ability to structure a deal. I mean, if you want longevity in this business and the power to actualize real wealth, you have to know how to creatively structure deals. Concepts like subject to and seller financing or optioning, those don't even enter the consciousness of investors who have never had to get creative. You know, when you develop and incorporate these skills into your investing, returns of 10%, 15%, 25% that you can create with money, those returns could easily turn into infinite returns without money. Infinite returns is not a figure of speech. Those are real. It's not theory. It's not a myth. They're real. If you structure a deal where you don't put a dime into it, but it still cash flows $200 a month, guess what? Your return on investment is infinite. You can't calculate that. That's real. And people who have money never experience that. And I'll tell you right now, in this game, you will outperform someone with money who doesn't have these skills every time. So if you do have money, I challenge you to conduct your investing without it. Make it a game. Make it fun. Pretend. Let's just make believe you don't have any, and let's see what happens. I think you're going to be shocked at the outcome. I mean, it might be a struggle in the beginning, as all new learning endeavors are. But sweet child of mine, the power you will acquire will set you up for the long run in ways you cannot even begin to imagine. And speaking of the long run, let's go ahead and expand on this subject, the subject of getting rich. And let's talk about getting rich permanently. And we'll do that right after this.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world. world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And now, back to creating your epic wealth.
Money, wealth. Those are both very personal issues, and the perceived risks associating with increasing wealth, with making money, often become a hindrance for many people. The risks are the scary part, and it stops people from ever taking that first step. So I just want you to know, for the most part, though, without risk, there is no reward for the most part. So if you want the reward, you'll have to take some risks. There's no such thing as a guarantee in life. Nothing is guaranteed. However, risk can be virtually eliminated with education and planning. And with that education and planning, you can develop a rather safe and comprehensive investment plan of which, once in place, will establish a clear, direct path to your desired result, alleviating all fears, so you can keep your actions focused on the end result and keep progressing forward. You know, in today's fast-changing world, I mean, things change so fast. Jobs that people are applying for today didn't even exist 5 years ago. Stuff changes so fast. And just, I'm saying that because playing it safe is probably the riskiest thing you can do. Risk is the new safe. Now, with the shift into a new mindset years ago, that mindset from making piles of money to creating streams of money and a whole lot of focused effort, I was able to exit the rat race in less than 4 years. I was able to create a monthly residual income that exceeded my monthly expenses. Thus, I didn't have to work. I still work, but I didn't have to work. I was out of the rat race. Now, although I believe anyone can do this, it's become pretty obvious to me that just most people won't. I mean, my results, they are not the norm, but they are not extraordinary either. They're just not the norm. Anyone can do this. And as you take on real estate as your financial freedom vehicle, I recommend create a 10-year portfolio cash flow building plan. Go for a 10-year plan. Hey, if you knock it out in 4 years, which is very possible, great, fantastic. But create a conservative 10-year plan, and your plan should begin with the end in mind, as all plans, I think, should begin with the end in mind. So cast out a vision where you want to end up. Picture it. And then just kind of work your way back to where you currently stand. And then once that's established, all you got to do is just take the first step and just don't stop till you get there. That's how simple this can be. So for example, envision 10 years from now, where do you want to be living? What do you want to be doing? And who do you want to be doing it with? Envision that. Get a real clear mental picture of what that looks like 10 years from now. And then just put a monthly price tag on it. What's it going to run you a month to live that life with that person in that location? So let's say your vision is going to run you $10,000 per month. That's your end goal in real estate terms, $10,000 per month in cash flow so that you can live your vision whether you get up and go to work each day or not. You can still work if you want to. You just have the option not to. So just before you reach your $10,000 monthly cash flow goal, what milestone will you have had to have hit? Just before you hit $10,000 a month of cash flow, what milestone would you have to have hit? Let's say $9,000 a month of cash flow. It's really simple. And just before that, what'd you have to hit? What milestone was there? $8,000 a month. And so on. And just kind of follow that all the way back to where you currently stand, where you are right now. Let's say you have $0 a monthly cash flow right now. So then your goal is to reach $500 a month of cash flow. That's it. Forget the rest and focus on just that $500. Then once you get there, you can then set your eyes on the next milestone. But for now, focus on the first milestone. In this example, that being $500 a month of cash flow. All right, so now that your plan and milestones are in place, What should be the first step? Well, the first step that just about anyone can take, regardless of where you want to end up, is to first look at yourself and look at your current situation. Take an analysis of where you are right now. Take stock in what you're working with. You know, how are you doing on time? How much of it do you have available? How are you doing on knowledge? How much do you know? Or how much do you need to learn? And how are you doing on your finances? What are you working with there? Specifically, look at your finances in this manner. Identify all of your low-yield assets. Or take into account all of your assets. Take into account all of them. Just kind of sort them in order on a piece of paper. Put the lowest yielding asset at the bottom and your best performing asset at the top. So your best performing assets are at the top and just kind of work your way all the way down till you have your lowest yielding asset at the bottom. And then your intent here is to move your low yielding asset to the top. Take it from the bottom and put it on the top. And keep doing this until that one that's at the top right now is actually at the bottom. And then you keep on doing it. That's the essence of where you want to start. You want all high-yielding assets on your piece of paper. And to get there, you'll start using, working, trading, and leveraging your low-yielding assets. Use your low-yielding ones first. Use those first. Assets such as, you know, home equity. It's a very low-yielding asset. 401k or other retirement accounts that you may have. Your income, your relationships. They should all be leveraged for optimum return. Now, the majority of financial planners, they rail against cashing out retirement accounts. But I'll gladly and confidently argue that these types of funds can be utilized to successfully collect far greater returns and more quickly than they're getting right now, while also quickly recouping anything lost due to early withdrawal fees or tax penalties. I'll gladly have that argument with any financial planner. So the first step of the process, preparing to invest. It typically takes some personal soul searching. And I understand, you're human. And it almost always requires a change in mindset, a shift in mindset, specifically from that of a saver to that of an investor. You know, stop collecting the piles of money and start creating streams of money. But once you've searched your soul and shifted your mindset, and once your funds are available, whether they're your funds or a partner's funds, an investor's funds, a lender's funds, or maybe just your own intellectual currency, the 10-year cash flow project can now be set in motion. So now that second step, the first step is done. The second step is to buy that first property. You know, depending on the resources you do have available, just get your first property. Get that one under your belt. Perhaps two, but at least one. And once that one or those two begin to bring in cash flow, this money should be reinvested to further the 10-year plan. You know, each time an investment property yields a return, whether it's all of the cash flow collected or the appreciation experienced on the property, or maybe a combination of both, the process can then be replicated and momentum can be built and increased to achieve the financial goals that your vision is made of. So having a clear 10-year cash flow plan requires you to stay the course, but most importantly, it's getting that first and or second property into your portfolio. Once you get over that hurdle, momentum begins to build. The track begins to level out, so to speak. And soon enough, you'll feel the wind at your back. You'll feel that and you'll be moving forward. Just get that first one out of the way and the momentum will happen. Now, what I'm suggesting here is not a get-rich-quick plan. No, that's not what's happening here. But rather, it's a get-rich-permanently plan. You know, 10 years may sound like a ways down the road, but it's going to be here before you know it. I mean, think about it. Where would you be today if you got started 10 years ago? Think about what you were doing 10 years ago. Where were you? What were you doing? Who were you with? I mean, a decade can fly by, can't it? Whether you get started today or not, the next decade is going to happen. It's going to pass. It's happening with or without you. The question is, where do you want to be financially once it does pass? Or an even more powerful question may be, where will you be in 10 years if you do nothing? If you stay the course you're currently on? If your next 10 years looks the same as your last 10 years, where will you be? Listen, whether you decide to leverage my team at Cashflow Savvy to do all of the heavy lifting for you, or you decide to leverage someone else's team, or you decide to build your own, whatever you choose, just get started with what and who you already know. Don't dismiss this message as one of those, you know, those feel-good moments, or one of those that makes a lot of sense type moments, or an I'm going to get around to that pretty soon moment. Don't let it pass as one of those moments and then fail to take action on it. Don't let that happen. Regardless of how you get started, just get started. And to get started, a good first step would be to go to cashflowsavvy.com to download our investor package. And the reason being is it contains a very simple 10-year plan laid out in easy-to-read graphics that anyone can follow. So for nothing else, just go get the plan so you've got a starting point. But don't stop there. I mean, don't stop there just looking at the plan. Note the first step in that plan and take it. You know, at the end of the day, we only have a dozen or so decades each to play with. That's all we got. And likely a few of those have passed already. So which of those six that you've got to play with are you actually going to choose to create your financial freedom? Which decade are you going to do that within? Now, if you really don't want to wait a decade to reach your monthly cash flow goal, I get that. You know, meaning you're determined, how do I get there much faster? I don't want to take 10 years to do this if I can do it faster. How do I do that? Well, I'm going to share with you how to significantly accelerate your journey. How you can accelerate your journey significantly. And we're going to do that right after this.
If waiting for your investments to grow feels like waiting for paint to dry,
there's a powerful secret your financial planner doesn't want you to know.
You can accelerate your investments growth by 2, 3, or even 4 times. That's bad news for Wall Street, but great news for you.
Woo-hoo!
We're Cashflow Allies, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to greatly multiply your returns, and it's yours for free. For the secret your financial planner doesn't want you to know, go to cashflowallies.com.
That's cashflowallies.com.
Ready for a do-over, but lack the funds to do it right, or even to get started? We understand. We're doovefunding.com, and we want to finance your do-over. Whether restarting your current business or starting a brand new one entirely, go to doovefunding.com. Complete our 60-second application and get up to $150,000 for your business in as little as 7 days. Startup costs, product development, inventory, marketing, and promotion. Use revolving lines of credit for anything your business needs. Go to doovefunding.com. Interest rates as low as 0% for the first 12 to 18 months. Doovefunding.com.
Does your money work for you as hard as you do for it? If not, you'll want to know you do not have a money problem. You have an idea problem. We're CashflowAllies.com, and we'd like to share with you a new idea that will show you how to take control of your investments and double, triple, or even quadruple their returns. And it's yours for free. Go to CashflowAllies.com.
You do not have a money problem, just an idea problem.
This information is free. Just go to CashflowAllies.com.
That's CashflowAllies.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Jonas, and I'm here to tell you about Think It Up, a new initiative to activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms today? Join us at thinkitup.org.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And now, back to creating your epic wealth.
When President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard in 1971, debt became the economic linchpin. You know, today, the world economy can only function and it can only grow if people borrow money. And what this did, in 1971, this completely transformed the strategy of how to create wealth. Everything changed. You see, your savings account at the bank, that's an asset to you. A very low-yielding one, but it is an asset nonetheless. But it's a liability to the bank because they have to pay you interest on that account. It costs them. They have to pay you. So the only way for the bank to offset that liability and make money is to lend your money out at a higher interest rate than they are paying you to a borrower. Got it? So the world banking system operates on the fractional reserve system, which simply put means for every $1 you save in that account, the bank can lend out $10 or $40 as they could in 2004. But they can lend out $10. And it's for this reason the banks love borrowers. They love borrowers. They love when you park your money in their bank because it's how they make their money. See, an increase in the fractional reserve that increases money supply. In other words, they can print more money to lend. Conversely, if the fractional reserve is lowered, less money is available to borrow. The economy slows and interest rates go up. Got it? Okay. Yeah, we got it, Matt. We got it. Thanks for the banking lesson. But how does that affect me? Good question. I'm getting to it. So with the government's ability to dictate the amount of money that can be printed, every dollar you save becomes subject to their mandates. You know, with more money being printed and debts unable to be repaid, the dollar becomes inflated. And the purchasing power of your savings is destroyed. The more your purchasing power is destroyed in this fashion, the less of an asset your savings account becomes. And when the rate of inflation exceeds the interest rate that you're receiving in that savings account, your savings account is no longer an asset. It's now a liability. You know, the last I checked, this is what I mean. The last I checked, the rate of inflation is right at 2.9%. The rate of inflation right now is at 2.9%. Now, when was the last time you saw a savings account pay 2.9%?
It's been a very long time since I've seen that. Or even a money market account. And so, knowing what you know now, what I just shared with you, any cash that you have in a savings account right now, or really an account of any type, any cash you have in any account, or any investment for that matter that's producing less than a 2.9% return, not an asset. It's a liability by being there. The inflation rate is gobbling up your money's purchasing power. It's gobbling it up daily. All right, so that's what's going on. So what can you do about it? All right, so there's two things. One, either invest in commodities such as gold or silver, of which really just hedges against inflation, meaning it preserves your savings, your cash's buying power. It doesn't do too much for growth of your buying power. No. Gold and silver, historically, they're defense strategies. It's playing not to lose. Not a whole lot of growth there. The second thing you could do, because you're becoming financially educated, use debt, other people's money, to acquire assets. That's something that you can do. Specifically, you want assets that pay you more than what you have to pay on the debt. Sound familiar? Yes. Now you're playing by the same rules as the bank. You've heard the expression, success leaves clues. You've heard that, right? Well, the bank is giving you a clue. If you want what someone else has, then just do what they do in the manner that they do it. And there's a high likelihood you're going to get a similar, if not the same, result. So if you want to get richer and wealthier like the banks consistently do, do what they do. Borrow money at one rate. Well, you've heard the expression, the rich get richer. You've heard that one as well, yeah? Well, that's how it happens. That's how it happens in today's economy. That's what our financial world looks like today. All right, so pop quiz here. What is the difference between a liability and an asset? Well, liabilities take money from you, and assets send money to you. See, most people confuse liabilities with assets. And instead of using debt to acquire assets, they use it to purchase liabilities, and they just kind of throw themselves right into the fire without, a lot of times, not even knowing it. So if you're unsure whether something is a liability or an asset, just ask yourself these questions. Does it make me money or increase in value? Does it make me money or increase in value? If the answer is yes, then it's an asset. Does it cost me money or decrease in value? If the answer is yes, it's a liability. If you want to get rich, if you really want to get rich, and you want to get rich permanently, you must know the difference between an asset and a liability and how to use debt to your advantage. For example, did you know that the government rewards you for good debt? I mean, investors who buy, improve, and hold real estate get two essential tax benefits. The first one being depreciation. It's a deduction for the wear and tear on the building. What's more is if the annual cash flow from your building is less than the depreciation, you can show a loss on your tax return and you can apply it to other income. Cha-ching! You can actually show a loss on paper but a profit at the bank by using debt and the depreciation tax benefit in this fashion. So that's one, depreciation. Second, amortization. It's the cost of borrowing money, such as loan origination fees, the points, and the interest. You're allowed to take this deduction even if the bank loaned you the money to cover the fees. Be aware, however, and this is really important, that while debt can make you very rich and make you very rich fast, it can also make you very poor. So how do you avoid hurting yourself? This is how you do it. Start small. Learn how to manage real estate, learn how to manage tenants, and learn how to structure deals. Invest in a little bit of education, and then just go deep with each asset before going wide. So start small and go deep. It's the management of debt that gets people into trouble, not the use of it. You know, debt makes the world go round, and the government is here to reward you for using it, as long as you use it in the way that they want you to. Using debt in the manner the government wants you to use it is the first way that debt can significantly accelerate your road to creating epic wealth. Next week, we're going to go over the second reason as to why using debt can collapse the time frame on your epic wealth journey like no other. It's been a pleasure. I'll see you next week as we continue to create your epic wealth.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.